Marcy Latimer for Mars Bar, and I have not had a show for a couple of weeks. I took some weeks off after the 4th of July. In fact, that was the week that I was out of town on vacation, as everybody should go on vacation. It was a nice time, actually. It was with my family, and I'm going to say this. We had a rule. We were not going to talk politics. And I'm going to suggest that for everybody, because it actually ended up being much more pleasant being around my sister and other family members who are liberal-minded. And I'm, of course, very conservative. So because of that, I think that it just made sense. And it was a good rule to follow. And we all followed that. We did not mention politics. We didn't talk about it. And we had a great time. So everybody that is at different ends of the spectrum when it comes to politics in a family, I would definitely suggest you follow that rule. Excuse me. And it definitely makes for more pleasant times. Excuse me. I don't have a cough button. I wish I did. Here. Okay. So had to clear my throat. All right. Thank you so much. Once again, this is July 23rd, 2021, and you are listening to Mars Bar. I do appreciate you coming in. I always start with a prayer, and I want to say that this does have to do with our President Donald J. Trump. Oh Lord, our hearts ache for the people who have believed for the past 4 years the lies of the left. Their hatred of Donald J. Trump has fueled them. Open their eyes, ears, hearts, and minds. Show them what truth and justice look like. Oh Lord, show them mercy. And Father God, please help us remember that the closer we get to victory, it will be getting harder. Show us your goodness, oh God. We are fighting for freedom and justice for our President Donald J. Trump, and we are fighting for America, the rights for all Americans. This battle belongs to you. We cannot win without your help. Oh Lord, hear our prayers. Amen. And again, thank you for joining us. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. And God bless. Always, always put God first, and things, everything will follow after that. And I just want to say, so the 4th of July weekend was really nice. It was where I was I'm a Californian, Southern Californian from San Diego, and I was in Newport Beach, Balboa Island specifically. We had a beach house with my family. We've been doing this since I was 4 years old. We only missed a couple of years. Last year, it was canceled because of COVID. So that was unfortunate. But that place, I got to tell you, it's very conservative minded. So I feel right at home in the OC. It's a really great place to be for me. I feel like I am in my element. There were a lot of Trump flags still flying. They have the Patriotic Boat Parade. And on 4th of July, a lot of fireworks, of course, and just patriotism is absolutely astounding on the whole island. And it's just a wonderful place for me to be, because I feel like I'm surrounded by people who are like-minded. And that is always a great time for me, to just look around and feel so proud of being a United States citizen, being born and raised in this country, this great country of ours. And even though we are facing such crazy times right now, we're facing adversities, and the administration currently in place, I don't call them my president, that's for sure. President Trump's my president. But just the fact that what we're dealing with here, just knowing that people are like-minded. Remember that. Remember what they say, the silent majority. I do believe that still. I still take that to heart. And just remember, we are all fighting this together. We have to stand up. We have to stand strong. We have to speak out against what's going on. All this negativity, all the backlash from the left, and what they're trying to do. We're living in an upside down world. Absolutely. Upside down, backwards, whatever you want to call it. But God has us in the palm of our hand, and God is ultimately in control. So just pray to God. Everything's going to be revealed and things will look up. I just keep the faith, and just being there over 4th of July just made me feel so happy and patriotic. And again, didn't talk about it with my family, who are left-leaning. I definitely don't. But again, we made the rule not to talk politics, and they see it. They saw it for themselves when they were there, all the Trump support. And I love the flags that say, don't blame me, I voted for President Trump. I love those. Those are great. They speak to my heart. It was fun to see that when we were seeing the boat parade. I love that. It always makes me happy. All right. I think exactly like that. So that those kind of things just make my heart soar. And I wanted to share that here with you. Of course, the other thing that's wonderful that President Trump did is, as we know, he had the lawsuit that he opened up against big tech. So that was very important. We haven't had this show Mars Bar since then. So that was another thing that was so wonderful. And I just wanted to reiterate the site if you want to join the lawsuit. I am, because I was censored. I've been censored by Facebook and other social media platforms. Just being a conservative-minded person who has a lot of pages that I administer. So again, just thinking as an influential conservative, if you feel that you've been censored, if you feel like you've been put in Facebook jail too many times or whatever it might be, go to America First Policy Institute and make sure that you sign up, because that's the lawsuit that President Trump is heading. And of course, we all want to take on big tech. So again, you can find that at takeonbigtech.com. Remember to sign up. It only takes a few seconds to put all your information in there. And then that way they'll keep you apprised of what's going on with that big lawsuit. But that's very important that we have our freedom of speech. It's very important that we all are able to speak our minds and not be suppressed by big tech and the left. And unfortunately now they're saying, of course, we all saw it. Perhaps maybe you didn't, but I don't watch the press releases. I don't watch the news because of I don't believe in the administration currently, what's going on, but I do see a lot of clips, and I get enough information on my own that I'm able to keep abreast of what's going on. And the Jen Psaki made a comment that they are working, the Biden administration is actually working with Facebook to pin and flag posts that they don't agree with. That is unconstitutional in itself. That's unconstitutional. Any president administration should never be a part of that. That is insane. That is absolutely insane. And that's what's going on. So we got to fight this. So just so you know, this is a meme that just came out. I love this. Dear Facebook, it is not your job to fact check our post. You're a platform, not a publisher. Signed, everyone on Facebook. Yeah, I would definitely agree with that statement. Just so you know, of course, I think I've mentioned this before in my other shows of Mars Bar. Mike Lindell mentioned he has a cyber symposium, and he believes that he will, without a shadow of a doubt, show absolute proof, yes, to quote his movie title that he made regarding the election fraud of 2020. But he believes that it's going to be enough evidence shown at the cyber symposium August 10th and 11th. Mark these on your calendar. That history will be changed forever. He believes President Trump will be reinstated. I pray to God that happens. But if not, that's okay too, because Jenna Ellis, of course, lawyer to Trump, said, is this fair? Did Trump win? Yes. Were the GOP state legislatures utterly spineless? Absolutely. But Americans follow the Constitution. And just because we can't reinstate, she's saying we cannot reinstate Trump, it does not mean we lost. If our founders gave up, we'd still be British, she wrote. So this is her latest tweet. So she made that comment. And whatever you want to believe, I mean, God is ultimately in control. We'll find out after the symposium happens in August with Mike Lindell, but he's such a true patriot. I just love the man. What a wonderful man and a wonderful story he has about America first and being such a patriot and lover of America and a business owner here. And he had some real down times in his life. And of course he made everything work. So a positive, godly man, and I support him fully. So I love his pillows, my pillows. That's right. And I got his towels and now his Giza sheets. I can't wait to put them on my bed. I haven't put them on my bed yet, but I will this weekend. So I'm excited. They came in the mail. But I will say, that Jenna Ellis, she, you know, she knows the law. So we'll see what happens. But then again, Sidney Powell does too. She's a lawyer. And of course, she says that she believes wholeheartedly that President Trump will be reinstated. So it's going to be interesting to see what actually does transpire. But whatever the deal may be, once again, just give it up to God and let's pray for the best outcome. And whatever happens, happens. But I do love the idea of him being back in office where he rightly belongs because he won and we know it. Okay, so today, apparently, a lot of people talking about the Olympics, speaking of being proud patriots and loving America. We love the flag. We love to fly it high. I will say that today, I don't know what's going to happen with the Olympians who are representing America, but we have heard so many that have not been standing for the flag, who have been turning their backs. And that's very disappointing, very discouraging to hear. When you are an Olympic athlete representing America, you should be very proud of your country and you should be saluting the flag and you should be standing for the national anthem and you should be proud to represent us. And if you are not proud of our country that you're representing, then you should just step down or should be taken off the team, is my opinion. I don't believe that anybody should be representing America who is not happy to do that and to turn their back like they did on the flag. So I want to just rejoice in the ones that are proud and stand strong for our national anthem and our American flag when they play our beautiful national anthem. And I'm happy for their support of our country. And I'm happy that they're there to represent, but I'm definitely not for the people who turn their back. And I think that they should be reprimanded for that. I'm sure you agree. So whatever, everybody has an opinion, but those are things that are on my mind because of the Olympics right now. And it's going to be happening today in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, there are no audience members. So this is the first time Olympians will not be having people there in the stands cheering them on. So I'm sure that's going to be a lot different than they're used to. But that'll be interesting to see. I think it's probably going to be the lowest rated Olympic times as far as television ratings are concerned. I'm pretty sure it's not going to be highly anticipated of viewership, but we'll see how it goes. But I just think such backlash for a lot of the Olympians who are not showing their beautiful American flag pride. And I think that's sad. It's very sad. Other countries wouldn't do that. So why are we allowing that to happen to our country? Our country is built on such wonderful foundations, and we are the country that everybody has looked to be the leader in all the world. So why is this happening? Well, we can look toward the Biden administration, dare I say. I won't call him president. I still won't. I can't. I just, but President Trump, again, is my president. Whew. So we just, oh Lord, we just have to pray to God that everything's going to turn around and get everybody prideful again. Well, we know the conservatives. We have to stay strong. Again, just keep standing strong, keep standing up, speaking up for the truth, just like I'm doing right now. But thank you so much for allowing me this platform so I can voice my opinions and voice my thoughts about what's going on right now in our beautiful country. And I just want to say there are more conservatives here in California than people would like to think. So I'm one of them. And I'm here to say thank you for joining me again on Mars Bar. We will discuss more, of course, later, but keep with God, put him first, and keep praying for President Trump and praying for this country. And if we look toward God and we keep doing that, I think he'll shine a light on all the corruption going on and just the things that need to be turned around once again so we can take back our country. God has this. Thank you so much for joining me. And again, thank you for visiting us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsor link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. God bless you all. And thank you again for joining me, Marcy Latimer, signing out for Mars Bar on this July 23rd, 2021. Keep right, keep with God, and amen.